Everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Offsides, College Football's Top 25. Anyway, you can come on over to the Trim Radio where you can listen in, you can text message us, and we'll get back to you. And also, you can buy our merchandise, which helps us stay on the air. We broadcast live all over the world, and if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. And we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as any type of advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any medical and professional advice as well. And we expressly deny any liability in such. Anyway, that great song right here, right now, that's Van Halen, and that is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, as always, 803-866-1667. You can call in. Hey man, we can discuss all college football if you want, or if not, it's up to you. Just no cussing and no swearing. Anyway, let's get on down to it because we've got a lot to go over. And boy, has this been a weekend of college football. But let's take a look at the top 25 first. And this is the latest poll from the AP, week 5. And of course, we let a couple of weeks go by so that we could kind of see who's who and who's going to be for real and maybe who's not. And nobody disappointed, that's for sure. Georgia, number one. And I'll tell you, we have Michigan is at number two. Texas is number three. And in the top four now is Ohio State. And then we have number five, Florida State. Number six, Penn State. Number seven, Washington. And number eight, USC. Number nine is Oregon. Number 10 is Utah. Number 11 is Notre Dame. Number 12 is Alabama. Number 13 is LSU. Number 14 is Oklahoma. Number 15 is North Carolina. Number 16 is Washington State. Number 17 is Duke. Number 18, well, that's Miami, Florida, the Hurricanes. Number 19, Oregon State, the Beavers. Number 20, Ole Miss. And then we have at 21, we have Tennessee. 22 is Florida. Number 23 is Missouri. Number 24 is Kansas. And rounding out the top 25 is Fresno State. And I'm going to tell you, there were some great games, and they didn't disappoint. We'll just, go on down the line a little bit. I got to tell you, at this point, I really think Michigan should be number one. I mean, they took on an Iowa team, and you know what? They blanked them, and they did it with toughness, pure toughness, no question about it. And to me, they've got that mixed up. Georgia should be number two. Michigan should be number one. There's no question. Texas, they keep flying high. You know, Quinn Ewers is doing his thing. And I know Baylor's not that great, but I'll tell you what, he's still getting the job done. And that's the bottom line. And of course, you know, he had left Ohio State. He wasn't going to get into that battle with C.J. Stroud, but he is a great quarterback. And then you look at Ohio State and Notre Dame. What a game that was. And a lot of people are upset because they saw, hey, well, Notre Dame only had 10 guys in the field for the last two plays. That was kind of a coaching faux pas right there. Marcus Freeman knew it. He didn't have any timeouts left. And he realized he can't substitute. Ohio State was smart. They did not substitute. They saw it. They didn't substitute. And they said, okay, here we go. You know, if we're not going to substitute, you can't substitute. And there we go. And they couldn't get him out on the field. And Marcus Freeman knew it. And boy, Chip Traum is just an animal as it is. Getting all the way down there with a minute 26, he punches it in and kept his knees off the ground, got the ball over the goal line, and they come from behind to win 17-14 over Notre Dame, who, boy, they are as advertised. They are tough. So Marcus Freeman has a very, you know, physical football team right there, and they're going to give nightmares and fits to a bunch of teams. So, whew, this one's going to be very interesting. Penn State, you know what? They didn't disappoint either. Washington, they certainly, in my opinion, belong in that top four right now. I'm not so sure Ohio State does. Maybe they should be number five, but Washington, I think, should be number four. USC, you know, they did real well. Arizona State, but I mean, you know, here's the thing, okay? 28 points were put upon them. The defense is still a little suspect. We're going to have to see how things go down the line. And you know what? With Utah and all the other teams in the Pac-12 coming up, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit concerned. Oregon looks real. They are the real deal. We, you know, boy, they blank. Well, they didn't blank them, but, you know, they beat up real well Colorado and said, we're kicking you out of the top 25. And they did. So they did a number of a job on them. Utah won, you know, without Cam Rising again, and they are looking really good. And, of course, Alabama is kind of right where Bama belongs to be right now, and that's number 12. They're having an identity crisis, and I'm not sure they're going to get over it, but I don't see them winning the SEC. Will LSU do it? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you, my dark horse at this point in time is, and we're going to have to see how it goes. I know that, you know, Tennessee was looking awful good. Right now it's in anybody's hands. I think Florida, to tell you the truth, but we will see. I could be, you know, very wrong, but we will see. And Oklahoma, well, you know what? They are cruising and they are looking really good. I think that they're better than Texas myself. I do. But we will see. Sooner or later, that game's going to come on down the road, and two unbeatens, and we'll see how that plays out. Washington State, they're looking good. You know, the whole thing is, and even Oregon State, the whole Pac-12 is stacked, and it's going to disappear unless some kind of a miracle happens next year. We have so many great things coming, but if we stepped forward 1 year, the Big Ten would be a very top-heavy conference. I mean, you have Michigan, you have Ohio State, you have Penn State. And if it had already transferred, you'd have Washington, you'd have USC, you'd have Oregon. Then you turn around, I mean, it goes on down the line. They would be fully loaded in the top 25. And I mean, it's unbelievable because the schools that they have there are just, they're starting to really, really shine, which is quite unusual. But anyway, we get past number 14, Oklahoma, number 15, North Carolina, who is looking very, very good. And, you know, Georgia beat South Carolina, I believe it was 24-14. But North Carolina is looking very good. And Duke is, and they're at 15, Duke is looking very good in the ACC. But we have Washington State, the Cougars, right before them at 16. 17 is Duke, like I said, and they're rolling right along. Miami is at 18, so the ACC is looking very good. Number 19, Oregon State, 3-1. Number 20, Ole Miss, 3-1. I'm not so sure Ole Miss should be in there, because I'm not sure, you know, how good is Alabama. So, you know, that's a tough call. But I see a couple other deserving schools that should be probably ahead of them. And then at 21, you have Tennessee. And 22, you have Florida. And like I said, Florida, do I think they're better than all three of those? Yeah, I do. I honestly do. And I think that, you know, people are misreading them. And Georgia better be prepared, because that's a good, good Florida team. Number 23 is Missouri. Number 24 is Kansas. And number 25, well, here we go. We are Fresno State. That's where we're at on that one. But the games coming up this week is going to tell a lot of what's going on. So Friday, September 29th at 9 o'clock p.m., you're going to have number 10, Utah, at number 19, Oregon State. What a ball game that's going to be. I mean, that's just going to be an incredible ball game. And then you're going to have on September 30th, Saturday, here we go. Now we're getting into the meat of the schedule. No more cream puffs. No more anything. Who is who? And we're going to start to see things really come alive. For a couple of schools, that was last week, but definitely this week. So we're gonna see, you know, who's who in this thing, and be able to decide, well, who's for real and who is not. And that's going to be interesting, you know. I mean, this is where it's going to get into the meat of it all. So here we go. Georgia is at Auburn at 3:30. Number 2, Michigan is at Nebraska. That's at 3:30. Texas is at number 24, Kansas State. That's at 3:30. That's going to be a good ball game. Penn State is at Northwestern. I expect them to take care of business. There's no reason that they shouldn't. They have the talent. They have the meat up front. Shouldn't be a problem with Northwestern. If it is, Penn State has some serious problems there. Number 17, Washington at Arizona. I don't see a problem for Washington either. I really think that they're just going to really stomp them. Huskies better do it. You know, they should. No problem. USC is at Colorado. Colorado, I hate to tell you this, this is going to be your second defeat. You will be 3-2. Do not be discouraged. You know what? Deion Sanders is a great coach, but Colorado, you're not there yet. It's going to take some time. It is. When you're building up a program, it takes time. But you are going in a great direction. The cabinets are, they're not full, but they got some glasses and plates. You can have a dinner, you know, so we'll see how that goes. Notre Dame is at number 17, Duke. This is going to be a shootout. Now we're going to start to see, how good is Notre Dame? I know they lost to Ohio State in the final seconds, and they lost at North Bend on top of it. But I am going to tell you what a game, and we're going to find out how good they are. Because if they handle Duke and smack them around like a redheaded stepchild, then, oh boy, the rest of the way is going to be looking very good for Notre Dame. Hate to see them later. Alabama at Mississippi State. I got to tell you, Ole Miss is good. Mississippi State is not that good. They lost to South Carolina this last weekend, but South Carolina is a very good team. The Gamecocks are better than what people think. So it's going to be interesting, but they are. They're better than people think. So Alabama, you should roll. Get it together. This is the week you need to get it together. LSU is at number 20, Ole Miss. LSU should polish Ole Miss off. This will be, well, I'm sorry, guys. This is where your time in the top 25 comes to an end. So it's good to see you there, but we'll be seeing you later. Oklahoma at Iowa State. Oklahoma should roll. This shouldn't be an issue. Brett Venables, he has got that team going in a good, solid direction. I expect nothing less but a good old-fashioned butt-whooping there. Tennessee is at South Carolina. This is a tricky game. Tennessee has more talent than South Carolina does. But here we go. We're in one of those environments where South Carolina has, It is just, it's a tough environment. And they are good enough. They can beat anybody if they're up to it. I mean, they really gave Georgia all Georgia could handle. So it's going to be very interesting to see this game. I'm going to go with Tennessee because they're going to be angry from last year. There's no question when they got blown out. So we'll see how Tennessee responds. And you know what? We'll go from there. But we're going to see how they respond after that loss to Florida. And, they played a cream puff in between. But let's see what they do now. This is the week they're either going to stand up and play some football, and South Carolina could go, into a bad spot here, but let's just see. We're going to have to wait and see. Florida is at Kentucky. Very good game. This will be a very, very good game. Kentucky is very strong. They're very big. They're very fast. Same with Florida, but I'll take Florida on this one. Missouri at Vanderbilt. This is a given right here. I'm taking Missouri. I just don't see Vanderbilt being able to pass them up. And Fresno State versus Nevada. Another tricky game, but Fresno State, boy, they have some grit. So we're going to have to see how that goes. Going to the standings, we're going to look at the standings real quick while we have a minute or two. In the American Athletic Conference, I'll tell you what, you know who you expect on top is always the Memphis Tigers. And I'll tell you what, 3-1. So they're leading that right there. And that's going to be a tough one right there. Getting into the Atlantic Coast, Florida State and Louisville and Duke and UNC are all 4-0. I mean, there it is right there, folks. I mean, you've got four teams that are 4-0, and these games are coming up. This is going to start, here we go, we're getting into the meat of it. And then we're going to head on over to the Big 12, and let's take a look at theirs. Well, Kansas, they're 4-0. Oklahoma, 4-0. Texas, 4-0. Kansas State, 3-1. TCU, 3-1. West Virginia, 3-1. That conference is open right now. And, one game separates everybody, and we're going to start finding out who's who. So it's going to be interesting. Now we go to the Big Ten. The Big Ten, we got Penn State. They're 4-0. Maryland, 4-0. Michigan, 4-0. Ohio State, 4-0. Rutgers, 3-1. And then going to the other side, we have Wisconsin. They're 3-1. They're having the advantage. And, of course, below them, we have 3-1 Iowa. And then we have 2-2 teams, Minnesota, Northwestern, Illinois, and Nebraska. And Purdue is right where Purdue usually is, 1-3. They are at the bottom. So this is going to be definitely different. Let's go on over to Conference USA. And at Conference USA, we have Liberty at 4-0. We have Jackson State. They are 3-1. You know, Jackson State's there now. You know, they're 3-1. That's going to be very interesting. But below that, they pretty much own the conference. The Independents. Well, Notre Dame is 4-1. Army is 2-2. And we won't even discuss the rest. The Mid-American Conference. Ohio Bobcats are 4-1. Miami of Ohio, 3-1. And below that, they pretty much own everything. And that's how that goes. The Mountain West, you have Air Force at 4-0. And you know what? Fresno State at 4-0. And then below them, Wyoming is 3-1. UNLV is 3-1. And that's it. That's your four that own that conference. I mean, they're just, you know, they're the top ones. The Pac-12, this is where things get tricky. USC is 4-0. Oregon is 4-0. Utah is 4-0. Washington is 4-0. Washington State is 4-0. Arizona is 3-1. Colorado is 3-1, soon to be 3-2. Oregon State is 3-1. UCLA is 3-1. All of these teams stacked top to bottom is unbelievable. I mean, they are unbelievably good. And California is 2-2. You have two teams, Arizona State and Stanford, that are 1-3. The rest of them could all be playoff contention. They're going to a bowl. More than likely, they're all going to a bowl. I mean, top to bottom, they are stacked. The Southeastern Conference, right here in the west side, LSU's at 3-1, Alabama's 3-1, Texas A&M is 3-1, Auburn is 3-1, Mississippi is 3-1, Arkansas and Mississippi State are both 2-2, another conference, you know, especially on the west that is stacked. On the east side, though, how about Georgia, 4-0, that's your number one team. Kentucky is 4-0. Florida is 3-1. South Carolina is 2-2. Missouri is 4-0. Tennessee is 3-1. The Southeastern Conference, people aren't looking at it. They're looking at everybody else. Top to bottom, again, is displaying why they are the best conference in the country. I mean, I'm sorry, folks, but they've got the meat. They've, you know, and you want to dethrone the king, and kings, you're going to have to get through that conference. That's just all there is to it, because they're going to be there. I'm sorry, but they're going to be there, so we'll see how they do. All right, so we move on over to the Sun Belt. The Sun Belt Conference, well, we have Georgia State, they're 2-0. James Madison's 1-0. Old Dominion is 2-1. Marshall is 2-0. Georgia Southern is 2-0. Appalachian State is 2-0, and Coastal is 2-1. And that's on the east side. And then on the west side, you have Arkansas State, which is 2-1, Texas State 2-0, Louisiana Monroe is 2-0, South Alabama is 1-1, Louisiana is 2-0, Troy is 2-1. We have some great football conferences out there. And I mean, they're just great. But top to bottom, I would have to say it is between definitely the Pac-12 and the SEC right now. They have the most shine to their conferences. It's just that simple. And, you know, that's a shame, too, because the Pac-12 had so many great, rich histories. And for whatever reason, It's going to be coming to an end. They're trying to keep it alive. We'll see how that they do. But with those games coming up, I mean, think about it. With the games that are definitely coming up, we're going to see some great games. So Georgia and Auburn, it's going to be a fantastic game. Texas at number 24, Kansas, that's going to be a good game. You know, then we move on down. Washington at Arizona. Like I said, Washington, the Huskies should handle Arizona. No problem there. It just shouldn't be an issue. Remember, Huskies, I think, are a little meaner than Wildcats, but we'll see. USC at Colorado. Colorado, it comes to an end here. 3-2 for you. And, you know, if somehow or another you pulled off a miracle and beat USC, okay, then you have my attention again. Notre Dame at Duke. That's going to be a great game. LSU at Ole Miss. Like I said, I take an LSU all the way. A good game to watch, if you really want to see a good game, folks, is at 7:30 at night. It's going to be Tennessee versus South Carolina. That is going to be a very good football game. And I don't know which way to go on this one. It's very tough. South Carolina really handed it to them last year, and that was with, you know, Hendon Hooker. So, you know, with Joe Milton, can they do it again? You cannot underestimate that kid, man. He can sling it and wing it, man, at South Carolina. Going to be a good ball game. That's a good ball game to watch. Florida, Kentucky, another great game. That's at 12 p.m. And, of course, Fresno State at Nevada, that'll be a good game too. But we'll see. Ohio State is off this week. But next week, they're going to be taking on Maryland. So that'll be interesting. We'll just have to wait for that. But with that, folks, that is all I have tonight. And you already know the top 25, but we'll go back on over it real quick one more time. Georgia's number one. Michigan is number two, and those should be switched, as I said. Texas is number three. Ohio State is number four. Florida State is five. Penn State, the Nittany Lions, six. Washington Huskies are seven. The Trojans of USC are eight. Oregon, well, there you go. The Ducks are flying high at number nine. Utah Utes are 10. Notre Dame Fighting Irish are 11. And I'm not so sure they should have been punished that much to get them down there. But, you know, for right now, we'll let it slide. It's the way it is. Alabama, the Crimson Tide, is at 12. LSU, the Tigers, well, they're at 13. And Oklahoma, they're at 14. North Carolina, the Tar Heels, are at 15. Washington State, the Cougars, they're at 16. Number 17, Duke Blue Devils. Well, there you go. You have them right there. Number 18, Miami, Florida Hurricanes. They're at 18. Oregon State, well, I'm not sure. It's going to be interesting to see how the Beavers do. I really think they want to make a statement. They really do. So this will be an interesting time to do it. Let's see if they can do it. Ole Miss. You know what? It's good knowing you. We won't be talking about you in the top 25 next week because I'm pretty sure you're going to be booted. Tennessee, the Vols. You know what? Excellent team. They are at 21. 22, the Florida Gators. 23, the Missouri Tigers. And number 24, Kansas. Ah, man. Kansas, they are going to be good, man. Those Jayhawks. And then 25, Fresno State. Bulldogs are tough. We're going to have to wait and see, but this is going to be great. The others receiving votes were Kansas State, Kentucky, Colorado, Louisville, UCLA, Maryland, TCU, Tulane, Syracuse, Wisconsin, Air Force, Clemson, and Texas A&M. I do not believe we will see Clemson back in the top 25. Not anytime soon. Their playoff contention or talk is done. It's over with. So Dabo Sweeney has his problems up there with his Clemson Tigers. And it's not going to get fixed this year. No Band-Aids for this one, Dabo. That's just the way that it goes. Anyway, folks, God bless you. I thank you so much for tuning in. You know, what a great week it's going to be coming on up. I am excited. So we are going to see how the rest of it goes. God bless you. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week on Offsides, College Football Top 25.
appreciation of knowledge.